Hey, what's up? I am Matt Fisher. This is another edition of Fish Tank Bonus Tracks. Thanks for pushing play today. Big day today because we're talking State of the Union. And if you caught the other podcast, my State of the Union podcast, talking about my dissatisfaction being force-fed the State of the Union on network television, then you know what I'm talking about. But if not, you can go back and listen to that when you're done here. But we're doing, in honor of the State of the Union address with President Obama, I'm giving you the fish tank view of the state of country music. So, you know, this is my vantage point, my viewpoint on the state of country music. So it may not be agreeable for everyone, but you may see some similarities in your thought process as well. Now, with the state of country music, one thing I've noticed for sure that as of late in country music that nobody gets a free pass. I mean, you know, you would think that at one point in time, certain artists could release garbage and it would get to number one because of, you know, just their track record. You know, Tim McGraw is one of those guys. Kenny Chesney is one of those guys. At one time, Toby Keith was that guy where every song you released, you felt like was a hit because, you know, you respected their music. You respected what they did. Well, it's not the case anymore in country music. There's a lot of newcomers, a lot of fresh faces on the scene, which is awesome to see. I mean, it was for the longest time we had the same old heavy hitters over and over again, always at the top. Now there's some new faces that have been bringing us a fresh new look at country music. And but back to nobody getting a free pass. I do want to say that Kenny Chesney's new album, The Big Revival, breath of fresh air. Kenny took some time off last year, time off from touring, and he wanted to come back with an album that he felt was relevant to today's country music, and he did it. I mean, American Kids, phenomenal. I mean, it did well, and he did awesome with that song. Till It's Gone, another number one for Kenny. So the state of Kenny Chesney's great because he's doing it again. He's got a brand new single coming out again soon. And so he didn't get the free pass, though. He had to come back with some pretty strong stuff, and he did. Now, Tim McGraw is another one. He had a label problem, and he was basically off the scene for a year plus while he settled a lawsuit with his old record label and then started fresh again. And he came back and has been having success again in country music. Again, it wasn't given to him, though. He had to come back with relevant music, and he's Tim's doing it again. So congrats to Tim McGraw on that. Now, Toby Keith, on the other hand, his latest single, Drunk Americans, he hasn't evolved a lot from the last, you know, 5-10 years. It's been a lot of the same things from Toby, and believe me, I like Toby Keith. I think he's a talented musician. I've always been entertained by his stuff, but for Toby Keith, things aren't going so well. See, so nobody gets a free pass in country music today, which is awesome. Again, there's a lot of new faces on the scene. And let's talk job creation, because I'm sure that'll be a topic of conversation at the State of the Union address with the president. Job creation in country music, we need to create more room for female artists in country music. And I think we're doing that. I think 2015 may be the year we start to see some more power. I mean, think of number one country songs over the last 12 months that came from a female. Maddie and Tay. Maddie and Tay, girl in a country song. Miranda Lambert hasn't had a number one for over a year. Carrie Underwood's not pushing them out there. Where is the room for females in country music? It should be there. And I think 2015 will be a year. And I think it comes a lot because there's a lot of new female faces. Mickey Guyton is one. Kelsey Ballerini is another. I mean, Casey Musgraves, where's the respect for Casey Musgraves other than award shows? I mean, we do our best to squeeze in. There are some hindrances to being able to play Casey Musgraves for me, but I will play her inside the fish tank every once in a while because I think Casey Musgraves is super talented. Great songwriter, good performer. She's got some major talent, but for some reason, country radio has not given Casey Musgraves the respect she deserves. So females in country music, I think that's big in 2015 as well. And I know I'm going to go a little bit longer than I normally do today because the state of country music is a passion for me because I feel like we have turned the corner a little bit. Remember, as I said, nobody gets a free pass. There's some new female artists that are going to start making waves. Brandi Clark's another one that's been getting award show or nomination credit, but doesn't get the respect yet from the industry as a whole. But it's coming. coming. I think it really is. I think females are coming. There's a good crop of them that are going to be knocking on the door here pretty soon. So look for that in 2015. But also in 2015, we are going to see a shift. Bro country. Now, this has been a topic of conversation now for the better part of the last 2 years. Bro country. You know, the tailgates, the backwoods, the party, the chicks in bikinis, short shorts, tight shorts, all kinds of, it's kind of a backwoods party mentality. That's what bro country is. Now, what's my problem with bro country is not that all the songs musically sound the same. It's that we've gotten lazy with lyrics, I feel. And that's just my thought on it. And I'm not a songwriter, so I can't tell you that it's laziness with lyrics because I can't write a song, so it's not like I can do their job. But I feel like we've just kind of, we've picked, 10 topics, and we just see how we can fit them in together in a song or how many we can get in there. Or maybe my next song uses the ones I didn't use last time. So the bro country thing, I think, from my vantage point, it's starting, it's either plateauing. We may still have some, and there's not going to be a lot more. I mean, we're not going to have as many artists doing that. And I mean, Cole Swindell made a comment about a song he wrote for his new album that he's hoping is his new single, and it veers away from that. I mean, Jake Owen's latest, What We Ain't Got, is another song that veers away from what Jake has been known for, which is kind of that, laid back, party, good time kind of music. And What We Ain't Got, different. I mean, Eric Paslay, his latest song, She Don't Love You, another song that we're going back to the storytelling, the seriousness, the more emphasis on the lyric and what it means and telling the story and drawing at the heartstrings and putting that that connection out there with the listeners of country music and the fans, the guys that buy the music, the women that buy the music, the ones that are going to iTunes and all the other digital retailers that are making that purchase. Those people are the ones you got to connect with, and I think we're going back that direction, the wide connection appeal, where we're trying to find the songs that have meaning to the listeners instead of just, hey, let's have some fun. Because those songs, believe me, those bro country songs, when I play them, I'm jamming to them. I like them. They sound good. They're fun, but they just don't grab you like country music has in the past. And I think we're getting back to that. So the state of country music, yes, in a nutshell, thumbs up, maybe two thumbs up. I believe it's in the right direction and we should be happy about it. So what do you think? What do you think the state of country music is? Tweet me at Fish Tank Radio. Let me know. Hashtag Fish Tank Bonus Tracks. And we'll talk about it. We can carry on the conversation there if you want. If you don't think that I am right in any of these situations, or if you have other evidence of the state of country music, let me know. Again, tweet me at Fish Tank Radio. You can use the hashtag Fish Tank Bonus Tracks, hashtag Fish Tank, hashtag Bonus Tracks. Whatever it is you want to do, catch our attention, but we'll talk about it. The state of country music. Thanks for pushing play again. This is the latest Fish Tank bonus track.